This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of little episodes highlighting research on our campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, we're so happy to have with us Professor Mimi Gladstein from the Department of English. Mimi, I've known you a long time. Thank you for being here.
Wow, and thank you for being here.
Tell us, what are you doing these days?
These days, I'm working on a couple of books. One I'm working on with our own Marcia Dodestal. She edited Literary El Paso and Grace and Gumption, The Women of El Paso. And I have a piece in each one of those. And then she just completed Authentic Texas, which is all about the Big Bend. And so now she got this wonderful idea for a book about the women of Smeltertown. And we are also working with Carol Eastman. She will do the photograph.
Well, how do you go about finding the women of Smeltertown? A lot of them must be deceased.
Well, a lot of them are, but fortunately, for example, we have our own Beto Lopez here on campus, you know, who has family that's still alive that
lived in Smeltertown.
Martha Lou Broaddus, who used to teach for our department and whose husband Morgan taught for the history department.
The other thing I know, and very fascinating, you're working on a book to do with Hollywood and its relationship to Spain and the Western movie. Talk about that.
Now, our preliminary title, and I'll probably have a fight with my co-author in Madrid. My co-author is Susana Lozano, who's a professor at the Universidad de Rey Juan Carlos in Madrid, and she's a movie expert. I want to call it the Spanish roots of the Hollywood Western. And I want to go all the way back. I reviewed a book for Tom Lee Month, and I love it how all my research interests come together. And this Tom Lee Month, this book was called The Hands of Cantu, and it's all about how the horse came to the New World. And, I mean, you can't have a Western without a horse. So right there, you've got the beginning of the Spanish roots of the Hollywood Western.
Now, that's a bit of a sophistry in one sense, but I've got you. This is great.
Well, and particularly, too, in the hands of Cantu, one of the worries that the Spaniards had was that the indigenous peoples, right, you know, what they call in the Western the Indians, would get a hold of the horse. And, in fact, they did, and that became a mainstay, you know, in the Western. You've got, you know. And, of course, then going back to the early Westerns, two of the very important Hollywood heroes were the Cisco Kid. Hey, Cisco, hey, Pancho, and then also Zorro. Very strongly connected to Spain.
I grew up watching the Lone Ranger in England, and he had this sidekick they called Tonto, and yes. I didn't know what Tonto meant then, but that was pretty derogatory.
You're talking about a certain period in history, and it's just like today when you turn to Turner Classic Movies, it's a different world.
It's a different world, and it's being sort of interpreted to us by people like yourself, Mimi Gladstein. Thank you. Look forward to the book on the Spanish origins of Hollywood.
I think it'll be fun.
I think it will be, too. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.